This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed the inaugural session of Journey Towards Viksit Bharat at Post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi, which was organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry and is aimed at presenting the outline for the government's larger vision for growth and the industry's role in this endeavor. In the conference, Modi said the government is focusing on all sectors and said with the country's GDP growing at 8%, day is not far for it to become world's third largest economy. PM also said the speed and scale at which the government is building infrastructure is unprecedented. In a remarkable feat of modern engineering and resilience, Government Secondary School, Pachin Itanagar has become India's first 3D printed school. The school was rebuilt in just 2 months using state-of-the-art 3D printing technology after being devoured by fire in November last year. The fire destroyed 9 classrooms in the school. The school was then compelled to run classes in 2 shifts in the remaining classrooms. And now with the completion of the structure, full classes have started in the school. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post has congratulated and complimented everyone engaged in creating a watershed moment in the state's collective efforts to offer a cost-effective, sustainable and rapid solution to educational needs of the students. He said that, with the help of this state-of-the-art facility, the government can make education more accessible to remote and underserved communities of the state. In Paris Olympics, India's Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh clinched bronze in mixed 10-meter air pistol shooting event by defeating South Korea today. With his win, Manu etched her name in the history of Indian sports by becoming the first Indian athlete to win 2 medals at the same edition of the Olympics. Sarabjot, on the other hand, got his first Olympic medal. Meanwhile, Manu won a bronze in the women's 10-meter air pistol event. The hockey team drew 1-1 with Argentina in a Pool B match yesterday. The Indian team will next face Ireland. In badminton, Lakshya Sen secured his first victory in the Paris Olympics men's single Group L match, defeating Julian Karagi of Belgium. He will now face reigning Asian champion Jonathan Christie in his final group match tomorrow. Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Health and Family Welfare and Water Resources, Biyuram Wahage, called on Honorable Union Minister for Jal Shakti, C.R. Patel at New Delhi yesterday to discuss on the recent flood situation in the state. Wahage highlighted various developmental activities and its achievement in the state to the Union Minister. The College of Horticulture and Forestry Pasighat organized a one-day awareness program on growing green manuring crops for sustainable soil, health management and the potential crops for hill farmers of Arunachal Pradesh in its campus. The program was sponsored by NBPGR New Delhi and attended by 30 farmers from Ngopok and Keed villages in East Siang. In the training program, a total of 30 liters of liquid biofertilizer and quality seed materials were distributed among the farmers. The farmers were given awareness about the importance of growing green manuring crops for sustainable soil fertility management in organic and natural farming. It also aimed at disease management of crops with a particular emphasis on organic pest management practices. Arunachal Pradesh Women's Welfare Society has requested the Member Secretary of the Arunachal Pradesh State Legal Services Authority for Legal Aid Counsel for Mohimang Litin, the mother of the late Olive Litin Mukherjee. Late Olive was allegedly beaten to death at a rehab center. The society said that providing Litin with legal aid is crucial to ensure she receives the justice she seeks for her son. It said that the loss of her son has been a devastating blow and the legal support will help her navigate the challenges she faces. Arunachal Electronic and Digital Media Association hosted its 12th annual Conclave 2024 in Itanagar yesterday with the theme Unlocking Employment Opportunities in the Digital Era, Leveraging Entrepreneurship and Government Support, which highlights the critical role of digital media in creating employment and fostering entrepreneurship. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.